take a, you seen the old horseshoe type staples, mm-hmm. we call them staples, and you staple them up.
Yeah. Did
you put it behind a barb to keep it from pulling, you know.
Yeah. Did you ever like wrap it around the fence or?
No.
Stretch it.
Just stretch it and nail it to the post.
Yeah, I've gotten barbed a couple times.
Yeah, and stuff will get you.
Yeah. Did you ever have a wall or something made from rocks, you know, taken from the field?
Rock walls?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where did you used to have those? Or
had a couple rock walls around the old grist mill. Syrup mill. My granddaddy used to make syrup.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, get that. Did you talk about that man that used to raise chickens? You know, when the tornado came by?
Warren, remind me at 5 o'clock to call that the customer I had then, yeah?
He was in there in the chicken nest, making chicken leg.
I don't really know. Like I say, I just remember being a chicken farm. I don't know how they go about doing it or anything, but put anything in the nest, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, what would your wife call your good dishes at home? You know, say some people were coming over and want to put some fancy dishes out on the table.
No, we're not fancy people. We don't have any fancy dishes. We just use our same dishes for everything.
You ever call them like China dishes? Or?
Oh, my mother. Mm-hmm. She has her China, but me and my wife, we don't have any.
Yeah. Okay.
Me and my wife, we use paper plates for just our meals.
Mm-hmm.
And then that leaves our dishes for if we have gifts.
Yeah.
That way it cuts down on work, because I work and she's worked to try to help me make a living, so it don't bother me to have a paper plate. Mm-hmm. And it cut down on her work that she has to do at home when she gets home after work. So having her to have to do the pots and pans is enough where she will eliminate the dishes.
Mm-hmm. I usually have a paper bag most of the time.
But my mother has, she has the china and the silverware, you know, they bring out when they have gifts.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's it used to carry water in, like how you? Did you ever have a well on your grandfather's farm?
My grandfather had a well, but he always had a well pump.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have to carry water?
No. Well, I've drawn water.
Mm-hmm.
And
what would you carry then?
Bucket.
Was it?
It's just a metal bucket.
Mm-hmm.
But
did you ever have a cedar?
Old cedar bucket?
Mm-hmm.
No. No idea.
Okay. What were those buckets usually made of?
I guess it was tin.
Tin of some kind?
I guess. Yeah. It just some type of metal.
Is there any difference between, would you use a bucket to carry milk in, or is there something different for that?
No, we always used my grandmother used I believe it was stainless steel.
Oh, really?
Bucket. Mm-hmm. I believe that's what she used.
Did she ever call it a pail? Like a milk pail?
Yeah, I've heard it called a milk pail.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any, did she see any
difference? Yeah, I remember she always, she said, bring the pail for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She ever caught, she seen any distinction between like a bucket and a pail, or was it?
I can't recall, I guess she called the pail for the milk,
mm-hmm.
and there's always a water bucket, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess she did.
On your grandfather's farm, you ever used to save, scraps for the hogs?
Slop buckets.
Yeah.
You put those, you put the slop in the slop bucket.
Mm-hmm.
As always, had a couple of 5 gallon buckets, put the slop in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did,